We praise God. Turn our hearts to the word of the Lord on this morning, praise God. We are looking at, amen, praise God, in this, amen, praise God, truth that John, the, amen, praise God, amen, apostle, praise God, who, amen, praise God, is not only written, praise God, the, amen, gospel that bears his name, amen, praise God, but he also has contributed to our Bible, 1 John and 2 John and 3 John. Can we say amen? As well as amen, praise God, when God took him to the Isle of Patmos and gave him, praise God, a vision of those things that would be coming forth. And told John to write the things that thou hast seen and the things which are and those things that will be hereafter. And amen, praise God. And so John, praise God, speaks to us, praise God, amen, on this morning, praise God, as we look out of that fifth chapter of 1 John, and we hear, amen, John bringing, praise God, unity, amen, to the Godhead. Amen, praise God. He speaks, praise God, concerning, praise God, amen, a record, hallelujah, and he speaks concerning, praise God, a witness. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, as he speaks to us, praise God, amen, he lets us know, praise God, that, amen, praise God, there is, amen, praise God, a record that God has given to us. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And this record that God has given to us, amen, John lets us know, praise God, it is eternal life. Amen. We are blessed, amen, by John because, amen, John doesn't leave someone else to do commentary on the word that he gives us. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. He, amen, praise God, lets it, amen, praise God, be known to us, amen, praise God, just what he is saying. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And he does his own biblical expository, if you please. Can you say amen? And he opens to us the words that he is speaking to us. He lets us know in verse number 5 that, amen, nobody is able to overcome the world, amen, but the one that will believe in who Jesus is. You will not have victory, can you say amen, without faith. Tell your neighbor, there is no victory without faith. Amen. You gotta have faith to have the victory. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. This faith is not arbitrary. Amen. Praise God. This faith is specific.
Yes.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Ask Sister Adams. She'll let you know. Can you say, amen? Amen. Praise God. It's got to be about one, praise God, who is able, amen, praise God, to heal, to save, and to deliver. Amen. Praise God. And, amen, we are not able to overcome except we believe who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. He is the very Son of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Just in case, amen, praise God, you got it in your mind, praise God, that, amen, somehow this is different from God the Father. Can we say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Or the Holy Ghost. John does his own, amen, praise God, commentary and exposition on the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And he says, praise God, amen, in that fifth chapter of, amen, praise God, 1 John, amen, praise God, that this is he that came by water and blood. And if you don't know who the Son of God is, John tells us it's Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He is the one that came not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit. Amen. If you follow me, I'm in 1 John 5 and verse 6. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so praise God. If you, amen, praise God, were, amen, praise God, a little bit confused when he identifies Jesus as the very Son of God. Amen. John pulls it together. Can we say amen? In verse number 7, he says, because there are three that bear record in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. He, amen, praise God, identifies the three as the Word and the Holy Ghost and, amen, the Father. Can we say amen? The three in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. He don't even, amen, praise God, mention the Son, because it is to be, amen, praise God, understood that the Son is the Word manifested in the flesh. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, he says of these three, amen, praise God, amen, that, hallelujah, amen, bear the record. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, the Father bears the record.
Yeah.
The Son bears the record.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost bears the record. Can you say amen? To bear the record, you have to be there for the complete history. Can you say amen? You can't be the record bearer if you come in, amen, midway, halfway, amen, praise God, or just at the end, because you don't have the complete history. Can we say amen? But to be the record bearer, you got to be there from the very beginning. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so God, amen, allows John to tell us that there are three that were there to bear record from the very beginning. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so in the very beginning, amen, praise God, the Father was there. In the very beginning, the Word was there. And in the very beginning, the Spirit was there. Y'all better praise him today. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And so when we look over in Genesis chapter number 1, amen, praise God, and find the beginning of our creation, hallelujah, praise God, we see, praise God, the Spirit of God moving on the face of the water. Tell your neighbor, in the beginning, the Spirit was there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And as the Spirit moved over the water, amen, I already told you, amen, praise God, God spoke, and amen, the first words that God spoke was, let there be light, amen. So tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, amen, the Father of creation was there in the beginning, because Moses testified that all things were made by him. Can you say amen? He said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the Father was there, and he moved by the Spirit over the face of the water, and God spoke, and amen, and said, let there be light, and there was light. So then in the beginning, amen, it was the Father. Amen, it was the Word. It was the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Nobody else is able to keep the record but those that were in the beginning. Y'all better praise him today. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. And John, praise God, as he does his biblical expository, amen, lets us know, amen, that these keep a record where men can't get to it, to corrupt it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is a keeper. Amen. Amen. What God keeps, amen, you got to break through God to get to. Y'all better praise him. record in no archives. Amen. Stashed away someplace. Amen. On the earth. Can we say amen? But rather, praise God. Amen. That record. Amen. Is in heaven. Amen. And there are. Amen. Three that bear the record in the heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And amen. And John tells us that these three, they are one. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the Father is one with the Son, and the Son is one with the Father. Y'all better praise Him. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is one with them all. Tell your neighbor, they all are one. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say amen? They all are one. Amen. But John didn't stop there. Can you say amen? He went on to let us know that while there is a record in heaven, there is a witness in the earth. And as three bear witness in the heaven, and these three are one. There are three, record in heaven, and these three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth, and between these three there is agreement. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there's agreement between the water and the blood. And amen, there is agreement. Can you say amen? Amen. Between amen, praise God, these three that give witness in the earth of the power and the authority of who our God is. Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, you need water. You need blood. You need the Spirit of the living God. Tell your neighbor, you need water. And you need blood. And you need the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Wow. God identifies the blood as a witness. Amen. We are this morning looking at, amen, that particular part of the witness of the blood. Tell your neighbor, the blood is a witness. Can you say amen? What is it? A witness of the truth of God. What is the truth of God? Eternal life. Say amen. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, He's a God of eternal life. And this eternal life ain't found everywhere. You can't get this anywhere. There is only one place. Amen. For the repository of life eternal. And that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Even the Lord Jesus Christ, and he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Tell your neighbor, you gotta have Jesus. You gotta have him. Only in God. Lord have mercy. There is a witness of the blood. Can you say amen? And God is the one that drew first blood. I ain't talking about Stallone. I'm talking about Jesus. Can you say amen? He drew first blood. Can we say amen? The witness began with God drawing the first blood. Amen. Man had fallen in sin, but man's answer was aprons. Can you say amen? Y'all know the apron don't get the job done. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the apron might cover some, but it don't get the job done. How many know you need a complete covering? Can you say amen? You don't need no covering if you're gonna laugh a little. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't give me no fig leaf. Come. Can you say amen? I need more than a fig leaf. Come. I need something to relax me. Can you say amen? Don't give me that stuff. It's gonna dry out, dry up, and fall away. I need something that will last. Come there, crazy. All men know how to do is give temporary. Can you say? For you to get that one with your first guy. Can you say amen? Why? Because you fell down from that high and you couldn't get back to that high again. But I know a high that God can put you on. That will not let you go. Can you say amen? Can you say they can teach it? Amen. Tell your name. If it ain't made by God, you don't really want it. Can you say they can teach it? Tell your baby, God didn't make it. You don't really want it. Can you say they can teach it? Amen. Amen. Are dealing with some stuff that God made that men blended. That's shaking. Can you say thank you? That's real shaking. Can you say thank you? Amen. But the stuff that God made, amen. Pray God, it's good. Yeah, I got a record. Can you say amen? Amen. Though sin came in, apples still taste like. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your name. When God made it, it was good. So, amen. Even after it got polluted with sin, it's still good. Can you say amen? I'm sure it was a whole lot better, but it's good right now. Can you say amen? So God shed first blood. Amen. Praise God. Because, amen. Praise God. He didn't send them to Macy's or, amen. Praise God. Or somebody else. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But God clothed them with skins of an animal. Can we say amen? So what meant an animal died? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? What are you doing, Lord? I'm going to bring man to redemption, but I'm going to set a pattern for him to see. Because God got us, I mean, man got to see. Amen. Praise God. That I care enough for him to shed blood in his behalf. Can you see? Thank you, Jesus. And God, amen, praise God, amen, had Adam and Eve to be, amen, the first recipients of the first lesson that would begin a pattern, amen, praise God, of redemption for the human family. And oh, amen, how God loved them, that he would not allow them to stay before them in their naked state. Aren't you glad? Amen. God love us enough that he didn't want to leave us in our fallen state. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Man had made an attempt, amen, to cover, amen, himself. But your covering will never stand up in the presence of God. Only thing going to make you feel like you are cold is if God do it in your behalf. Can you say amen? They had on an apron, amen, when they heard the sound of God, the voice of God walking in the evening, they ran. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor your fig leaves will not stand up, amen, under the holy, amen, righteous inspection of God. Fig leaves are just
was not enough. So they ran and they hid. Can you say amen? When God inquired, why you run? He said, because we were naked. Well, I thought you had on an apron. It ain't enough. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you can't get a little bit of salvation. You gotta get it all. Can you say amen? There ain't no such a thing. Amen. Furthers and extends the pattern. Can we say amen? Amen. After. Amen. The flood. Amen. After. Amen. God raises up from a people that were chosen from a man. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And amen allows that people, amen, to rise up to be 600,000 men strong. Can you say amen? He's ridden ready now to bring them out of their Egyptian bondage. Amen. Because they were under hard taskmasters. They had to work. Amen. As long as a slave master say work, they had to work. They were in bondage, but they cried out unto the Lord. Would raise up a deliverer. How many know God got a way to get you out of whatever you need? Can you say amen? He causes me to triumph. He causes me to prevail. He causes me to overcome. Can we say amen? But God now is still using, amen, the animal, amen, and the shed blood of an animal. Can we say amen? We are not told specifically what animal died. Can you say amen? To clothe Adam and Eve. Can you say amen? But as God gets closer to his time of coming, amen, the revelation gets clearer. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that's how God does. He don't show you it all at your beginning, but as you move closer to God, the power of God. But as you walk with God, that revelation of who God is, it got clear. Can you say amen? I came to find out he is a way maker. I came to find out he is a deliverer. I came to find out he is a healer. I came to find out he's greater than my circumstance. The revelation, he begins to make it clearer. Can you say amen? Amen. After God has walked up and down over all the gods of Egypt, can you say thank you, Jesus? Hello. In 9 plagues, he has demonstrated. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That there ain't nobody like him. You ain't got no God in Egypt that can measure up to the God of the Hebrews. Y'all better pray it. Can you say amen? Tell that devil and them demons and the world, you ain't got no God. resistance. Can you say amen to the very end? Hallelujah. But God told Moses, I'm going to do one more thing. Amen. One more thing. I ain't got to do one more thing. Amen. They ain't going to let you go. And not only they going to let you go, they're going to push you out. Can you say amen? Amen. God will pay you. Can you say amen? Slay that lamb on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Slay that lamb after you took him out. Amen. On the 10th day, keep him, let him get cleaned out, because you're going to eat him. And you're going to eat every bit of him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Don't try, amen, to fry him. No. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't try to boil him. No. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You're going to eat this lamb roast with fire. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, amen, the word, amen, praise God, is eaten, amen, under trial, under tribulation. Can you say amen? Amen, pray God. God don't put the tin up, amen, turn the fan on and the AC, and amen, say chill and lay back and just eat casually. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You got to determine to eat this. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because there's going to be some opposition and some persecution and some things going to come against you. Can you say amen? But we've got to determine to eat anyhow. God says amen, praise God. I want you to slay that lamb. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I want you to take the blood of that lamb and sprinkle it on the side post. Yes. And the upper post. Yeah. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you. Because I'm sending judgment in Egypt. Amen. Praise God. When I send this judgment, the firstborn of everything, God. Everything firstborn. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But when I send that angel through, when I send that judgment through, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. This blood on the houses where you are will be a token. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It would be a token for me. Can you name it? The angel wasn't looking for it. Amen. No family name. Amen. Oh, I see Cunningham. I'm passing on. No. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Oh, I see Ford. I'm passing. Oh, no. Amen. I see. Amen. Lincoln. I'm passing. Oh, no. He wasn't looking for no pedigree name. Amen. Praise God. No pots of wealth stuck it out in the front. Amen. Praise God. They got $1 million offering. Amen. $100 million. $1 billion. Can you say he wasn't looking for none of that? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. The blood will represent where you are. Tell your name, you got to be under the blood. You got to be under the blood. Because the blood will represent where you are. You want the judgment of God to pass over you? You got to be under the blood. You want the judgment of God? You better be under the blood. That death angel would come through that night. All he was looking for was the blood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If an Egyptian, amen, feared God and say, let me in there with y'all. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because I believe God don't come. blood. Amen. When God saw the blood, he was going to pass over.
Amen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Gotta be under the blood. Gotta be under the blood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So God extends it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The insight. Amen. Praise God too. Not only your covering. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But blood. Amen. Of the animal provided your covering. But now the blood. Amen. Of the animal provided. Amen. Praise God. A place of safety where judgment will pass over you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And so God begins this witness and this pattern. Amen. Praise God. You need the blood for a covering. You need the blood, amen, to be passed over in judgment. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. As we, I won't be that much longer, but as we come, amen, praise God, to the New Testament church, amen, the writer of Hebrews began, amen, to explain to us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God, that under the first covenant, that is under the law. Amen. So we move, amen, from the nation, praise God, that was called out of Abraham to the nation of Israel that was brought out, amen, from the name of Jacob. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. To them being given by God special laws and ordinances, the establishment of a priesthood and a worship, amen, formally, amen, by this nation of God himself. And amen, under that, amen, worship, amen, they need to be cleansing. Tell your neighbor, you can't come to God, amen, any kind of way. Can you say amen? You gotta be clean. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, amen, ain't nothing, amen, that's able to take away sin but the blood. Can you say amen? Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. You gotta be clean. Can you say amen? I heard the prophet say, amen, praise God, though your sins were as scarlet, they would be white as you gotta praise God. Amen. Praise God. That under the first covenant, almost everything was purged by blood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They dipped the hyssop in the water, dipped the hyssop in the blood. They sprinkle. Can you say amen? They sprinkle the altar. They sprinkle the priest. They sprinkle, praise God, blood over the covenant, over the word of God. And he says, amen, almost everything under the law was purged by blood. Can you say amen? But the blood that purged them was the blood of an animal. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, the pattern only serves, amen, praise God, to be a reflection of the true. Can you say amen? Y'all better pray to him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all those others, they were the pattern. Can you say amen? But God is getting ready to come out of glory. God is getting ready, amen, to bring an offering for sin. Can you say amen? Why, God? You gotta bring an offering for sin because the blood of bullocks and the blood of turtle doves. Can you say amen? And the blood of a heifer, amen, that's not able to purge you from sin. Can you say amen? You gotta have, amen, a better offering, a better sacrifice. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that was all right for the pattern, but for the heavenly things themselves, you gotta have a better sacrifice. Did you know you a heavenly thing? Did you know you a heavenly thing? Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor you a heavenly thing. Lord, if you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, if you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you a heavenly thing. Can you say amen? And the heavenly things themselves needed a better sacrifice. Can I say amen? Behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to be
second. We need the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need the blood of God in our lives. We need the witness of the earth. We need the agreement of the word of God. We need the agreement of the Lord. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You need the agreement of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And you need that infilling of God. Amen. That infilling of the Holy Ghost. That Spirit of God abiding on the inside. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because the devil gonna try it. But the Lord is gonna say, save. Save. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The devil gonna try it. Amen. Praise God. But the Spirit gonna say, save. Save. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. The devil gonna try you. Amen. How you know? Amen. How you claim it? Save. Save. How you know? Can you say amen? Amen. I know because of the blood. And there is power in the blood. If it wasn't for the blood, the water would make no difference. Y'all better pray. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This then, amen, is our deliverance. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. This then is our purging. Amen. Because the better things, amen, praise God, the heavenly things themselves required a better sacrifice. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so God himself, are y'all hearing me? I say God himself. Amen. Praise God. Not a Michael, not a Gabriel. Can you say God himself? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Put on flesh. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Had his own blood. Are y'all hearing me? And don't be asking me, oh, positive, oh, negative, RH factor. Don't be asking me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It was blood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And if you ask me, it ain't been typed. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because this type was unlike any other type. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, I know. Oh, negative. Is that universal donor? Universal donor. Oh, negative. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. And you're all positive. Amen, praise God. Amen, anybody can get that one. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, but God had a different type. Amen, I don't care where you've been. I don't care what was operating in your life. Come out of the Lord's now. Amen. Come out. Amen. Of the great riches of the world. Make no difference where you come from. Liar, thief, stealer. Can you say amen? Make no difference. I got a blood. It's just your type. It's just what you need.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Of your darkness. Into this marvelous.
Thank you, Lord.
He shed his blood. Yes. Praise God that we might have, amen, praise God, hope for life.
Yes, Lord. Thank
amen,
you.
Praise God. God died for everybody. Hallelujah. And there's power in the blood to save anybody.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, God died for everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
And there's power in the blood to save anybody.
Yes.
Can you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
You.
All you need to do is come.
Yes.
But you gotta take this blood and you gotta apply it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Can you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
You, Jesus.
Tell your neighbor, the blood ain't gonna do you no good if you don't apply it.
Yeah.
They killed the lamb.
Amen.
And the blood flowed into the basin. The blood in the basin,
amen,
was not gonna be deliverance.
Amen.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
You had to take that hyssop.
Yes.
And dip it.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Then sprinkle the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Sidepost.
Jesus.
Upper lintel.
Yes.
Amen. On the sidepost, there's blood.
Yes.
On the other sidepost, there's blood. Over the lintel, there's blood.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. The angel was only looking for the blood.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
And when God shed this blood in our behalf, Amen. Praise God. It's there, but so many people leaving it in the basement.
Oh, amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
He died for everybody.
She
got a sprinkle. This blood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You think God gonna pass over you and you ain't under the blood?
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
amen. I'm an Israelite of the Israelites of the Israelites.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you? My family genealogy go way back. All right, but you better get under the blood.
Amen.
Thank you. Because the death angel, that's all he's looking for. He's looking for the blood. So praise God where we are. Amen. Praise God. We need the blood applied.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Through our repentance.
Yes.
Through our baptism in Jesus. And now, through the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor. Amen. Blood on the sidepost and stop.
Yes.
You're going to die.
Ah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blood on the lintel. Stop.
Amen.
You told that.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Blood on one's post.
Yes.
And stop.
Mm.
You gonna die.
Amen.
My God.
Why?
My
because God gave you instructions.
He did.
Right.
The two sides.
And the
Lord. Yes, man.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't get one third.
No, you can. No, you can.
You can't get two thirds.
No, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
so you
Jesus.
Can't stop along the way.
No, Lord.
Can you say amen? You gotta believe unto the saving of the soul. And if God don't fill you in the water, hold on to him.
Hold on.
And I say, thank you, Jesus. Tell God, I can't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
I can't go nowhere. I want to go back with you, but I can't go nowhere. Can you say, thank you, fix it for me.
That's right.
And if you really, amen, not willing for me to perish, if you really want me to live, if you really mean what you say, then fix it for me.
You tell him that. You tell him that.
Hold on. Can you say amen? Make no mistake about it. God ain't going to leave you holding on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God.
He's going to do it.
He's going to do it. Amen. He don't leave you.
He don't go. He don't.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I'm getting ready to close, but you know how, amen, praise God, the king didn't sleep good. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Word about Daniel. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He knew Daniel served God. Can you say amen? He knew Daniel was faithful to his God. He knew Daniel. And he loved Daniel. And he tricked him. Can you say amen? And amen, got his hands tied up. And Daniel wound up in the lion's den. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The king did everything he could, but he was subject to the law of the Medes and the Persians. Nobody could change it, not the king himself. The law was exalted above even the king himself. So it was nothing he could do, but he spent the night fasting and worrying about the Lord. Can you say thank you? Lord, have mercy. Amen. I don't know how Daniel gonna come out. Lord, have mercy. I don't know how. See, that's the ones who don't know Daniel's God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When you don't know Daniel's God, you be worried all night long.
All night long,
Lord. How Daniel, amen, come out. How you gonna make it? How you gonna do? Can you say thank you, Jesus? He knew Daniel, but he didn't know Daniel's God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So early in the morning, can you say thank you, Jesus? The king got to run into the lion's den. Daniel is the God that you serve continually. Is he able to deliver? Tell you that we already know the answer to that one. Tell you that we already know the answer to that one. And you say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pray God. And out of the den of lions. Daniel went up all night.
Don't bite me.
Don't bite me. Calm down, liar. Calm down. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Out of the lion's den came a cry out. Oh, King, live forever. Live forever. My God sent an angel. Can you you say amen? And shut up the liar's mouth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are you all here? Because the blood covers us. The blood keeps us. The blood has been responsible for our salvation. There is power in the blood. And every one of us that are redeemed, we stand as a witness to the power of the blood. Tell your neighbor the blood for them. And say, thank you, Jesus. I was in the valley with the blood for them. Amen. Praise God. I was in the storm, but the blood for them. Didn't know how I was going to make it, but the blood for them. I didn't know if I was going to be able to hold on. But you know what? With all my strength, the blood! We trust God. Amen. Praise God. Because this witness of God is going to continue. Amen. Guess what? God wants to see you stand. He wants to see you have a victory. He wants to see you come up out of your path. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. They don't want you to fail. He wants you to be victorious. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He didn't just make you a conqueror. He made you more. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God didn't just make me a conqueror. He made me more. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He made me more than a conqueror. My greatest enemy is death. And guess what, y'all? Yes, I'm a believer. If I ain't gonna die, I'm gonna live. Yes, they say to Jesus, praise God. Amen. I'm leaving you with Job's testimony. And they say, thank you, Jesus. Job said, amen, though the skin were destroyed, this body. Can you say amen? Yes, in my flesh. What you say, Job? I'm getting another one. Can you say amen? Take this one. I'm getting another one. Can you say amen? Fear not them that are able to take your life, and that's all they can do.
That's all they can do.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We ain't gonna get the crowns, but amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Martyr's crown. No. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Everybody don't get the
doctor.
Everybody don't get that one. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hey, some of us don't want to be in that line no more. Can you say amen? But amen, everybody don't get to get that one. Can you say amen? But the good news is, just like Abraham had faith, amen, that God would do for, amen, his son Isaac, and he burned him up, God would raise him up. Can you say amen? And God has promised to us believers that we will be raised up. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. And so our confidence rests in God through the power of the blood. There's a witness in the pattern. God covered Adam and Eve's nakedness. He covered our nakedness. There's a witness in the pattern. God covered them under the blood.
So
God shed blood to cover nakedness. God spread blood over them to prevent judgment coming upon them. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And then, praise God, God washed them in the blood so that they might be pure before him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. He clothed their nakedness. He covered them from judgment.
Hallelujah.
He washed them from their iniquities. Can you say amen? Amen. And for us that are the redeemed of the Lord, he clothed us from our nakedness.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. But we were naked. Can you say amen? Wretches undone. Clothed us from our nakedness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Spread the blood over us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? And then praise God. Why? That judgment might pass over us. Amen. Praise God. If I lie, God will judge me. Away who I am.
Yes,
Lord. My son. Oh, God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And I steal, God will judge me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But what ain't going to come into judgment? Whether I belong to him or not. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's already settled. That's why you gotta make your call. Amen. You say that you ain't gonna have every day a beautiful day. And you say thank you, Jesus. But every day you can rejoice. And you say thank you, Jesus. In the creation of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not just for the day, but for the creation of who I am. Is made me a brand new creature. God washes us. And just say, thank you, Jesus. We don't sometimes understand.
Hallelujah.
Amen, praise God. But by one offering and one sacrifice, amen, praise God, he's perfected forever them that, amen, fear him. So through, amen, salvation, we are, amen, perfected forever. Can you say amen? But guess what? God doesn't come to save flesh.
Yes.
He comes to save your soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Say,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Your neighbor. So when you got saved, perfection.
Yes.
It's not ours.
No, it's not.
Don't be looking.
I'm telling you.
People don't. They looking for Christians to be perfect.
Yeah, they are.
In there. They ain't perfect out there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God ain't saved nobody's life. Amen. Praise God. Body. Amen. Praise God. You're going to get a new one. One way or another. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Get it by translation. Amen. Praise God. Or by resurrection. You're going to get a new body. This body you got, you can't alter God's word. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He told Adam, you dust. You ate that apple. Or what? Excuse me. You ate that fruit. You dust. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And you're going back to dust. And I don't care what you do.
Yes.
It ain't going to turn the word
it
of God.
Do it.
You're going back to dust. This flesh ain't saved. Amen. Pray God. Your body ain't saved.
No.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? He didn't come to save your body. You think God going to fight against his own word? No, God not going to fight against his own word. He ain't come to save your body. Amen. Pray God. Make you still look young after you 300 years old. You done passed that time, honey. You should have been back there with you should have been closer to the tree of life. Amen. We were way over here. Amen. You can forget about 300. I don't care how many parts they exchange. Forget that. He can't break the word. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. It don't matter what you're trying to make and all of that, because I know they're still trying to do this. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen. Pray God. You know how the world do. They shut the door. Close the door and pull the curtains.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. But they still closing.
You can best believe it.
You don't think they stop at no sheep and no
lambs.
Because see, man say, oh, we did this. Let's see if we can do that. Oh, we did that. Let's see if we can do that. In the name of what they call progress. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. They're going to progress themselves right. Amen. Out of the will of God. Amen. Because they are counting themselves more than what they are. Amen. Praise God. But amen. And don't worry. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God ain't letting that stuff go. Amen. Praise God. He's not. Amen. But they tried. You better believe
it.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. They got covert old operations. They got a lot of covert stuff that you don't know nothing about. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And then when it leak out and you find out, and they don't want you to act surprised. You ought to know this, your government. You know what we be doing. We got a budget for this.
Yes, they do.
Lord have mercy. Amen. Yes, they do. They Black Ops version of budget. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Spend money on stuff. Your tax money, my tax money on stuff. Can you say we don't know nothing about it? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And so then shut your mouth. I don't know what pastor doing with the money. Shut your mouth. You don't know what your government doing with your money. Amen. Praise God. Has prevailed.
It is true.
And the blood will prevail. Because God gives a witness for in the blood.
Amen.
Thank God for the witness.
Amen.
Because we look at what God has already done. And because God is predictable.
Yes.
And he did it on yesterday.
Hallelujah.
He can do it today.
Yes. 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 Yes.
He does it today.
Yes.
He can do it tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
God, I agree with the agreement
yes.
in the earth.
Amen.
I agree with the water.
Yes.
I agree with the spirit.
Yes.
I agree with the blood.
Yes.
I agree with God that in Jesus Christ
yes.
there is eternal life.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Come on, give it up.